if for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network. That's morelikeradio.com. That's how you're listening to this.
It is.
I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx, Johnny.
Bronx!
Chris from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn! The only boroughs that matter are represented here. Queens can go to hell. Manhattan can suck it, right?
You're from Queens.
Right? Queens can go straight to hell. No one cares about Queens, New York, right, Johnny?
Not at all.
That hurts. I was looking for someone to.
What about Mets fans?
There you go.
Duh.
All seven of them.
No, there's more than seven.
I know.
I don't know why.
Stadium's nice.
I guess.
McFadden's ball is pretty cool, especially getting kicked out. It's always fun.
What happened, Johnny?
You never been kicked out of a stadium before?
Nope. I've been kicked out of a stadium. I've been kicked out of Shea Stadium before it was Citi Field.
Wow, that's pretty horrible. Fucking Shea Stadium was a shithole.
I've also been kicked out of PNC Field out in Coney Island.
Which
also
one?
Owned by the Mets organization.
PNC?
T-Span.
Oh.
Also owned by the Mets organization.
The Mets could go fuck themselves. You don't want my money? Suck my dick, son.
What? All right. It's High Society Radio. You can hit us up at our Twitter account, twitter.com/HSRadioShow.
And Facebook, it's facebook.com/HighSocietyRadio.
All right. I don't even know about the Facebook. Wait, no, I'm not going to say that. I was plugging it all last week. Hey, do you ever find random scabs on your body that you don't know where they came from?
I'm always worried they're like an STD that nobody knows about or something.
My problem is that I must have hurt myself at some point and I was bleeding, and then it was a big enough wound to scab over. I don't know where it came from.
Have you been drunk recently?
No, but I did have food poisoning.
I heard about that. You told me.
You told me about that.
I didn't read about it in a tabloid. You did tell me. You sounded. We were going to go get steak today, and you sounded very worse for wear when I spoke to you yesterday.
Yeah. It was pretty bad. I had food poisoning all last weekend. And when you wake up at 5 in the morning and just start vomiting and shitting uncontrollably at the same time.
Sounds like a great time.
You gotta wonder, you know, something went wrong. But yeah, I ate a bad burrito. Oh, Johnny. See, Johnny just came over and tapped my shoulder because there's blood pouring out of my arm now because I picked a scab.
ECW, son. Keep the hardcore.
But yeah, there's scabs all over my body and I'm getting food poisoning. It's depressing.
Are you dying?
I don't know. I don't think I'm dying.
I mean, we're all dying, aren't we?
Oh, wow. That's mad deep, dude. Deep, yo.
I know.
That's deep.
You want some emo shit now? I dig it.
I'm pretty tired.
Who ain't?
You can't be tired, because the More Like Radio guys heard the last show and they were pissed.
Well, yeah,
they emailed
like,
me. They
like
emailed me personally and like, what the fuck do you think you're doing?
How the hell did they get your email?
It's out there, baby. You just got to look hard enough.
Oh, yeah.
And the More Like Radio guys were like, if you don't put some fucking pep into that fucking show, It's your ass.
Was that a shot at you, though?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, no, I think it was a fucking shot. I'm like, shit, you guys are getting really fucking personal right now.
Don't
come
get
on.
Slick, guys.
I'm like, you know, there's two other guys in the fucking show.
I'm not all the fun.
Get off my back. Before, when we were just fucking throwing this podcast out, and God knows who was listening to it. Fucking creeps, weirdos,
God
shut-ins.
Bless them. We love you all.
It was fine. No, they weren't on our dicks. They're like, hey, do more shows. And I was like, hey, I'm fucking tired.
Well, we can.
Well, then, you know, then and Johnny and Chris and I were like, all right, more like radio. We're going to hitch our fucking wagon to these guys.
Yep.
They're the shit. They're what's up. But now, you know, now that we're with More Like Radio, just like, God damn, dudes.
Shout out to Brain Stew. I was on the fucking chat room. Took it back to 95 on Friday night.
Hell yeah. Like that ASL.
Good
ASL.
Stuff. Hell yeah, B. Good time.
How old are you, you slut? Show me your pussy. Show me your pussy.
I don't know. Did that technology exist when people were still in chat rooms?
I guess like.
You could just like throw up a picture of your puss.
That was in the mid-90s, I guess, when. I think the first time I was on the internet.
Wouldn't it be one of those things where it's just like dashes that eventually form a pussy after
many
lines?
I don't think they had pictures popping like that back then.
No, yeah, you couldn't, like, there wasn't really digital cameras, digital photography, right? Yeah.
She was like, all right, just let me get my Polaroid.
Yeah, right? What's your address? I'll send it over. It's going to be so hot in 5 to 7 days.
Fucking filthy.
You're finally going to jizz. I remember the first time I was on the internet, I think it was like 1993. When I got the AOL.
Damn.
It was back when AOL charged like you actually got
$9.95 or some shit.
No, it was like a monthly fee, and then it was they had like the monthly fee, and then they gave you like 23 hours a month, and then after that it was like $5 a minute.
Oh, well, I didn't even know that. I used to get CDs from the movie theater and shit.
Yeah, exactly. I was 11 years old and I didn't know either, so I racked up like an $800 bill or something in the first month. So I had internet for a month back in 93. Didn't have that for a few more years. But it was really hot time.
I didn't get the internet until I was 24.
You are.
You're fucking lying.
You are.
I'm not.
Well, he's not lying.
First time I ever had the internet, I think I might have been 26. It was, yeah.
What?
Both my parents were dead by the time I got the internet.
Damn.
Did it blow your mind being on the information superhighway?
I mean, I had seen the internet.
Oh, shit.
What the hell is this?
It took somebody giving me a computer.
WWW? Huh?
Our first computer, my brother got it from the private school his fancy ass was at and shit.
Your brother went to private school?
Yeah, my parents put him in private school. That was nice, right?
I bet he did, yeah.
You went to a state school, correct?
Yeah, you could call it that.
State pen, right?
I used to watch animal porn on his Mac. I didn't watch it. I just uploaded on there and just let it rock. He had to give it back at the end of the semester.
Oh, they went through it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I found all that. Here's something funny. When I was in an alternative school, because I got thrown out of the high school that I went to with Pepper.
Son, you're a hipster, dog. You went to an alternative school?
Well, you the fuck? Were you the tough guy in the fucking dance class?
Let me tell you what was said to me the first time I walked in there. The Puerto Rican security guard looked at me and was like, are you white? And I was like, yeah. He's like, oh, we got two now.
Oh, shit.
But nice. We had Mac laptops in our computer class because apparently they first went to Rikers, and the guy at Rikers didn't know how to use a Mac, so he kept the shitty old PCs that they had, and we all got Mac laptops.
We had gateways at our school, son. Them shits was the worst. They came in that cow box.
You got secondhand prisoner laptops?
Yep.
That's pretty good,
they
actually.
They were still Macs, though.
Prisoners never touched them, though, so they're nice and clean.
That's what they told you.
I'm sure a lot of the guys I went to that school with are now prisoners. So
probably. They was like, yo, I'll teach you how to use that. What's that, a DOS or some shit?
It's a circle of life.
I doubt anyone in prison knows what DOS is.
I don't know, dude.
Those dudes are like, yo, I know some Chino motherfucker down the block from my crib. They'll give me like $800 for this laptop right now.
Oh, shit.
What's good is this mystery scab isn't stopping bleeding, which is, that's positive.
That's not
Well, you're a hemophiliac, right?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Oh,
that means you don't like gay people. Right? Of course not. No, I just have very low iron and vitamin D because I try to stay in the dark as much as possible.
Yeah.
Not unlike Gollum. Unbelievable, Johnny. Johnny, how are your Bears doing?
Pretty good. 2-0. fucking feeling good about 3-0. Fuck Pittsburgh.
It's Pittsburgh this weekend?
Sunday night. Hopefully
that's
it doesn't
a Sunday
rain.
Night game?
Yeah, hopefully it don't fucking rain too hard and the boys can play a little bit.
Thank God I won't be watching that. That sounds like a boring, bad game.
No. Chicago's putting up 35 all day, every day. My man Mike Dick is going to be fucking giving a pregame speech, I think.
Oh, word?
I don't know. I hope he does, though. They always win when Mike's there. I think he's got like 2 years left.
Is it
in his life?
Yeah, that's what I meant. He's not a coach anymore. He's going to die like in 2 years.
I know he's not a coach anymore.
He's,
wasn't he just in that Will Ferrell movie? When did that come out?
That was like 10 years ago.
No, I had the internet when that came out.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, man. He's not a healthy. He still smokes a cigar and shit during interviews. He's kind of a dick still. But he's my fucking Mike Dick, and I love him. God bless you, Mike.
Is it at home? Is it in Chicago?
No, they got to go up to fucking Pittsburgh.
That's whack.
Yeah, well, you can't fucking ask for more than an 0-2 team when you're 2-0. It should be fun.
How much money are you going to bet on that game?
I'm not putting any money down. I'm not betting anymore. Boxing fucked me over on the weekend, so betting's
done.
Don't
tell me.
You bet against Mayweather?
No, I bet him to fucking win on all cards. And for some reason, the third judge felt it was a tie fight.
Yeah, I don't know what fight that fellow was watching.
Ah, motherfucker, you should go to. This is why boxing is fucking dead.
That's the same judge that had Pacquiao losing in that fight that was obviously
I didn't even know
fixed.
That. Look at that shit. And he's look at that. He got another fucking job.
It was a chick.
Yeah, why does that guy still have a job? Well, yeah, why does that chick still have a job?
Because they're easily bribable is why they still have a job.
You think somebody's giving her that dick?
I would think that she has a sex life. I don't know anything about this
probably
woman.
Probably.
Other than that she...
Apparently she doesn't know anything about boxing except that dick.
She can't possibly be attractive.
Probably not. They didn't show her face either, right?
Old people hanging around boxing is like the old people hanging around horse racing. It's just a creepy, weird vibe. Like when the OTBs were open here in New York City, you had like Haitians and Rastas, young dudes, but all the older people were just old,
Guinea
white
mix,
and like Eastern European, old, like really like disheveled.
34th Street had a lot of mix, man.
Beat up old people.
Apparently. Even the like boxing commission has been saying that the judge is terrible.
What they can't fire her because she's a chick.
I don't know.
You got to apologize. That's what happens.
I just pulled it up now.
When you let women judge men in fucking sports on talent, they don't know. They can't do it. So why judge?
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying. How the fuck are you going to judge if you can't do what they do?
She's just being bribed. That's all it is.
I don't know.
That's yeah, but she got bribed to say it was a draw?
Yeah, that's kind of fucking... Well, it fucked up my life, to be fair. So, yeah,
exactly.
I mean, I think it was more likely... but that's the whole thing. If Mayweather wasn't the promoter, I'd say maybe.
Is that Justin Bieber?
Yeah, Justin Bieber chills with Floyd Mayweather.
So,
oh, my God.
Did you not watch the fight?
I watched it, but we had it on a shitty internet thing. I didn't pay for that shit. Floyd Mayweather ain't making a dime off my ass. I got to make rent, nigga.
$75 HD.
Yeah, that's crazy, right? $75 for a fight.
He ain't good. I don't get paying that much for a Mayweather fight. He don't knock motherfuckers out. What am I paying $75 for? Watch him dance.
What does UFC pay charge?
$50.
$50. It's usually a way more loaded card.
Yeah, and you get a man more blood and shit. I like it.
Well, people are paying that $75 to watch him lose. It's just that the boxing journalists do a good enough job. Like selling people on anyone he fights.
Yeah.
Like this Canelo guy, really? We all should have known a 23-year-old who's beaten 40 bums in Mexico.
Yeah.
Had no chance whatsoever.
Oh, yeah, they were slick about that because they kept saying he's undefeated. Yeah. I'm like, this motherfucker's not going to beat Mayweather.
He's only fought dudes in Mexico. He's fought no one of worth.
Mm. Wow, racist.
Oh, shit.
You really pissed off about that burrito you got the other day, huh?
He's fought no one of worth in the boxing community. Yeah. He's fought a bunch of nobodies in Mexico.
I know. I'm joking. It's called the joke.
I don't get it, all right? Because I'm not a racist. I love the Mexican man. I love the black man. I love the Asian man.
Yes.
I love everyone.
Yes.
I knew, speaking of weird racist things, especially since you keep saying man for some reason, it's kind of gay. But I was talking to a black dude the other day who's saying that he banged this white chick once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he saw a book on her bookshelf that said, Understanding the African Male Mind. It said, I would never fuck that bitch again. Guaranteed.
Why? He was offended by a fucking book?
Yeah, I was offended when I heard it.
What?
I'll be honest.
Why?
I can't believe that book exists.
It comes off kind of gay. That guy won't bang her again. I mean, obviously she wanted it.
I mean, she clearly wanted it. She accepted it. Gladly.
Yeah, hopefully. But, like, hopefully she's using it just to, like, see what the dude likes, and then she kind of preys on the dude and then goes after them and shit.
Yeah, but that's weird. That's
not
creepy.
Not really. Like, if I want
to... Why do you need to understand, like, just meet somebody and fuck them if you want to fuck them?
That's true, too. Like, I don't know. I'm not a chick.
Yeah, chicks do weird things.
They fucking call drawers when a motherfucker got $40
exactly.
on a fight. And I didn't make any sense at all. I was like, damn, motherfucker ain't even hit him, son.
I know.
He was just dancing, fucking winning points, racking points.
It was ridiculous.
Punk
it was just,
bitch.
It was the same fight, you know, the same way where the fight we've been watching for the last 6 years.
What would have happened if he knocked him down? It probably would have still been tied on the cards.
I don't know, man.
What a bitch.
Well, speaking of, like, sports and, like, things being rigged, did you hear about... There's a book coming out about gambling in the 80s on sports.
Oh, yeah.
And that the Knicks team in 81 and 82
yes.
were shaving points and banging against themselves.
Seven games.
And they were so their coke dealer could make money off the games. They were throwing games for their coke dealer.
It's not wrong. Yo, back in the day, you know what coke dealers used to do. He was probably on Supreme Team 2, fucking jacking kids, cutting fingers and shit. He wasn't playing.
And the FBI figured it out because they're tracking this like huge just drug kingpin in New York at the time. Some dude was pumping a ridiculous amount of blow.
Was it Preem?
I don't know.
Could be.
And the stuff I read, they didn't mention the guy's name.
All right, that's bad.
They said he was betting $300. They were tracking all of his bets. He was betting $300 a game that was like his normal bet on games. But then, for this run with the Knicks, he was betting $10,000
a game.
Yeah,
I know. It was like seven games, though. It wasn't a whole season and shit.
Yeah. But,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a great story.
Those 81, 82 teams were fucking terrible anyway, I believe. So,
oh, hell yeah.
Them.
And see, so these guys were just shaving points and betting against themselves so they could pay off their coke dealer. How much goddamn coke were they doing in the 80s? Jesus Christ.
Enough to throw seven games at 10 grand a pop.
Coke was more expensive in the 80s also.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Less cut.
Mm.
All right.
Shout out to the Knicks, 81, 82. Yeah, I know what's up.
Yeah, really?
Fucking going to street games and shit. I was like, oh, they coming to save the community. No, they was there to buy drugs.
Just doing massive fat rails. With nearly uncut cocaine.
Wearing fucking tight leather jackets and shit. Good for them, no.
Oh, hell yeah, son.
Wasn't
Patrick Ewing was one of the guys, right?
No.
Oh, man, so many people's childhood would just go out the window.
Just giant, fat Patrick Ewing-sized rails.
Baseball's basketball's pretty dirty, son. They had the fucking referee betting on games, a couple years back?
Yeah, a couple years back, yeah. That guy, like, writes for Deadspin or something now. He's, like, the special correspondent.
Get the fuck off, man. That's some bullshit.
I'm sure other referees have done it and do it.
Well, he got caught,
though.
That's the point.
Yeah, he got caught.
That's cool, though. You know, you get caught and you get paid. Good for you, man. Fuck people over and shit, but good for you. You get paid for it now. Nice.
Isn't that nice?
I fucking hate this country sometimes.
Why? What do you hate
about
it? A woman
fucking judging boxing and $40 down the drain.
Why shouldn't a woman be allowed to judge boxing?
At least, it's not that a woman shouldn't, but not this woman. After what she did in the Pacquiao fight, like, how the fuck you get another job doing the same shit?
Sure.
Like, for real. I lost $40. That shit hurt me, son. Whack bitch.
Did you bet you were with the bookie or just your boy or whatever?
Nah, we put money down in the house. They had beer pong. And I felt fucking fresh. I was like, I got $40 on this. It was my last $40.
Oh, what? You went back to college over the weekend?
I've never played beer pong. I just went.
Really?
They have fun.
I feel like you've said multiple times on this program that you've never played beer pong after having played beer pong.
I've never played beer pong. Swear to God, never played. I've seen people play. I've never played. I don't get it.
You don't get it? You just throw a ball in a cup.
You've missed out for years.
But, like, it's... it doesn't look that fun.
You've missed out on so much fun.
It looks fucking nasty, son. The fucking ball gets dirty and it goes in a cup and you gotta drink the shit. It's like, come on, man. Catch some shit.
Well, the only really reason to play beer pong is if a girl makes you play beer pong with them.
That would be nice. I've only seen dudes play that shit. And motherfuckers get live.
Oh, yeah, they get really competitive. Like, yeah, I'm the best pong!
Nah, it wasn't that kind of talk. A lot of N-words.
Oh, Jesus.
A lot of
where were you hanging out?
I was in the Pretty Hood Project watching a fight.
Oh, all
right. I thought it was
some other stuff going on.
I got tight because they was like, yo, come over, watch the fight. I'm thinking, all right, motherfuckers ordered the shit.
Yeah.
Come in, it's a big-ass, like, Dell computer screen and shit. Like, yo, we in there, B. Yo, bring some beer, son. I'm like, oh, y'all ain't even ordered this shit. Could have done this from my crib.
Wait, hold up, dog. Stream. It's buffering, dog.
Oh, that happened a couple times. Of course, the one white dude that was there, I think money's name was Paul or something. Cool dude. He does security. He's like, oh, it's one of those DSL buffering. I'm like, all right, yo, that's Paul, yeah, all right? Whack motherfucking Paul.
So that's Paul's why, right. Paul's that's why right. You couldn't see Justin Bieber?
I didn't know who that was. I thought it was like a fly bitch or something. I guess that was Bieber.
I bet you did.
Oh, well.
Yeah, you missed Lil Wayne, too. He came out with him.
Damn, son, what are you doing?
It's Money Mayweather. Everybody wants to be with Money Mayweather. He has like 24 belts.
Why didn't he hang out with Big Show? I know they had that beef at WrestleMania, but bring the big dude out. You in a fight, you need a big motherfucker in your corner, son.
No, oh, man. They can't have wrestlers near the ring.
I think Triple H came out with Pacquiao
right.
one time.
You're
right,
yeah. Triple H did come out with him.
Did he really?
It's all about the game, son. And what's good for business.
And then Lemmy was there playing the game. I was like, damn, Motorhead's just repping the Philippines.
That'd be crazy
man,
if they
hard.
Came out to a wrestler's intro. I'd respect that. Fucking I'm a Real American or something nice like that.
Just breaks some glass happen, like Stone Cold, but then
oh,
he cuts himself.
Oh, hell yeah, son.
Duh, I can't catch the fight.
Oh, man.
It hurts.
Yeah, but boxing's dead. Can't bet on it. That's the main appeal of boxing. It's boring. To me, it's fucking boring.
What?
The
only appeal. How do you find it boring to watch two dudes beat the shit out of each other?
They don't beat each other, though. They just fucking out try to appoint each other now. Mayweather brought that shit in. I could watch that in the motherfucking Olympics.
I think heavyweight boxers just don't want to end up.
Oh, they out of shape. They need to fucking bring that shit down to five rounds.
I think the reason why
can't go 12.
I think the reason why you're not seeing any knockouts and you're seeing these conservative heavyweight fights is that guys are just seeing old boxers now. You didn't used to see these old boxers on TV.
The two dudes that run that fucking heavyweight division are the Klitschko brothers. They're European. They fight different from us and shit. They try to outpoint you and
it's not just that, man.
So.
I'm talking about
and they won't fight each other. They promised their mother that they would never fight each other.
Ain't they mother dead?
I think so.
So fuck your word. Your mother's in the ground, son. Do your business.
They won't do it.
Shit. I know one of them is banging Hayden Panteri, so good for that dude.
Yeah, I'm not sure which one. Vladimir, maybe.
Are they Serbian, or?
I think they're Serbian.
They got away with war crimes. Good for them.
What? What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah.
They did all that. It was them.
Johnny, you're talking man. Gibberish right now, dog.
Didn't you say you had some Putin stuff you wanted to talk about as long as we're talking about crazy shirtless Russians?
Yeah, what? Oh, yeah, I read a couple of things about. Well, you know, since Putin, the whole Syria thing, Putin's came out against the U.S., I think most people know that. And he said that he wrote that New York Times op-ed piece about
that
saying
good money.
It's dangerous for Americans to think they're exceptional. That's mm-hmm. the gist of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's dangerous to give people that mindset.
Clearly, he never saw the end of G.I. Joe episodes. Like, really, knowing he's half the battle.
Yeah, ain't it?
So, like, all these, like, weird stories have been coming out about him. And, like, this one representative, U.S. congressman, came out and was like, yeah, I knew Putin when he was, like, the mayor of St. Petersburg or something, like, some, like, random.
St. Petersburg?
Russia. No, Florida. He was the mayor
yeah,
of St. Petersburg,
say,
Florida. He was mayor of St. Pete, Florida.
Those motherfuckers are crazy.
Yeah. And how, like, he lost in a arm wrestling match with them. Like, they got, like, pissed drunk. It was, like, right when the wall came down, right when communism ended.
Oh, shit.
And they were just getting, this guy was just getting pissed drunk with Putin and, like, a bunch of other Russian dudes.
Damn.
Like, KGB guys.
Sounds like a good time.
And I read this other thing that Putin's supposed to be the richest man in the world.
That's not true. What about that guy who owns the Nets? Isn't he rich?
Wait
isn't
a minute.
A richer guy in
yeah,
Russia?
There's a couple of dudes, at least that I know of. He
no,
might be
like,
off the books rich.
Putin's supposed to be worth like $70 or $80 billion. Because like he owns like half of an entire oil company.
Damn, son. He really is a Bond villain, you know?
Yeah, he is.
He's on some shit.
He's former KGB or whatever and just like a psycho.
He got a
badass.
Fucking villain face too, son. Like you could put one of those sharp, pointy colonel
well,
hats
it
on
says
his head.
Here that his personal fortune is between $40 and $70 billion.
Yeah.
If it's
what?
40, Bill Gates has more money than it.
70. I thought whatchamacallit, that Mexican dude Slim had more than 70. I guess he went down too?
No, not more than 70.
No?
All those guys, what's his name? Berkshire, Warren Buffett, Bill Gates,
they
they're
top
all
out like 50?
50 something, in the 50s.
Damn, they ain't shit, son.
I guess
Putin
not.
Runs the world,
what?
B. So is it like Chuck Norris facts with this dude now? Like
it feels like it.
What the fuck?
They remember he stole Robert Kraft's Super Bowl ring?
I heard Robert Kraft gave it to him because he was just so fucking tough. He was like, yo, take my ring. Have my wife too. That old joke.
Please. Please take her. Can I watch and jerk off behind the couch?
Oh, word. His wife died before Robert Kraft.
You know, Johnny, that's really...
I just realized it. Sorry.
You're not sorry, Johnny.
I'm not.
You just enjoy making your little jokes.
So Vladimir Putin bought Russia with oil money is basically what we're talking about.
No, I think he just runs the government and was able to buy whatever he wants inside the country. I don't even think, no
to
rules,
be real,
really.
He's ex-KGB. I'm pretty sure he didn't buy it, just muscled his way in.
Probably.
Damn, son.
He assassinated, remember that dude, like, maybe it was like, it was a while ago now, maybe
that
six,
spy
seven.
Guy?
The spy guy they killed with an irradiated cigarette.
Was it I thought they hit him with the needle.
Wait,
was
what?
It a cigarette? Yeah, you're right.
All right, there was look up like Russian spy.
They got him in England,
poison
too, right?
Cigarette, yeah, in England.
Oh, France, some shit? Yeah, you never heard? Oh, man, they got that motherfucker good, bitch.
They gave this guy a laced cigarette with, like, radiation. With, like,
official.
Uranium.
This dude is a fucking Bond villain. That's how Bond villain would kill a motherfucker.
And, like,
he had an Asian dude.
Plus, like,
sharp
other
hat to it.
Journalists who've, like, investigated into him, like, have all, like, died mysteriously and, you know.
Yo, he's
son. Yeah,
he's
mad,
like,
real.
He's like the Ring. You turn that motherfucker on in any kind of way, you're not supposed to be watching shit.
What?
Coming through that screen,
that
get your
make,
ass. Doesn't
make any sense what you're talking
all right,
about.
Alright, basically, it's already something that's in cigarettes. This is what I'm reading here.
It's radioactive poison.
Yeah, but it's already some of it in cigarettes, and they just up the dose to kill that guy.
Yeah. Oh,
that's some gangster shit, then.
That they give the guy a poisoned cigarette.
Gave him a hot shot.
Putin ain't playing.
Pretty much. That shit is wild.
I mean, I'm sure we kill people in all sorts of ways.
We don't hear about it like that, though. That's pretty fucked. That's like some
that
Mad Magazine
that
type
killed
shit.
Bob Marley.
Well, we did that.
Mind control.
We did
that. Killed John Lennon and JFK. Come on. They're all things we hear about all the time.
Libertarian movement.
Sir Ann Soren was.
I came up with a weird thing. How come conspiracy theorists never talk about the correlation between since we've invaded Afghanistan and the rise of opiate prescriptions worldwide? How come that never comes up in conspiracy theory?
That's just crazy.
They hate Big Pharma. I know that. I hear Alex Jones say it all the time.
You should try and get booked on Alex Jones' show.
Oh, man.
I
you guys
I can talk about
this. Scissor each other hard, dude.
Looks like this libertarianism thing is going into a whole different direction.
It's nice and dark.
It was just a thought.
Yeah, all right.
False flag. It's a false flag operation.
How can it be a false flag operation to make people heroin addicts?
It's always a false flag.
Wouldn't that make
flag.
You less patriotic if your country was full of heroin addicts?
Motherfucker
no,
said
you
that
have a,
Navy Yard shit was false flagging, too.
That's
his favorite fucking word
that
now.
That definitely was false flag.
Yeah, of course.
That's some Chris Dorner type shit right there.
That's some terrible
And we
shit.
All fucking learn. Don't corner Dorner.
Oh, yeah. I ain't on front. Did they ever really find that dude's body? I don't know.
Well, they did find his...
No, he's hitchhiking through the Midwest right now.
He might be Rambo, so that's
Brian,
Black
yeah,
Rambo.
Brian Dennehy just spotted him.
Shout out to Brian Dennehy, good
they
fan
did,
of the show.
They did find his perfectly uncharred ID in a charred cabin. Like, that's pretty convenient, isn't it?
Yeah.
Even though the guy was a murderer and killed people didn't deserve to be killed. Still was a pretty exciting couple of days.
Just couldn't find that number in your head, huh?
It was so bad.
Nope.
He didn't kill that many people.
Yeah, it was only like four people, right? I want to say four.
Yeah. That's pretty fucked up. We're pretty desensitized. We just say, there's only four people.
Well,
I mean,
how many people have watched
that
it today? Was that today or yesterday?
Yesterday, 12 people.
2 days ago,
man.
It was 13.
Oh, 13 Jesus. Now? Fuck, man.
Yeah, dude, lit him up.
Oof. It's crazy, too. They red flagged the motherfucker, and he still got through with that shit. That's fucked up, man.
I mean, really, it's just more mind control, false flag attack.
Oh,
really.
God, don't do that. Don't
you think more like a Manchurian candidate type of situation?
Oh. I mean, I think they're all Manchurian candidate situations.
I'm going to throw this chair. I'm going to have a real nigga moment and throw a chair at you right now.
My only question is, how many black helicopters you think were on on site at the Navy Yard?
I mean, because
there
knows?
Had to
have
been at least two.
You can't hear them.
Had to have been at least two, you know?
When they said shooting at the Navy Yard, I thought it was the Brooklyn Navy Yard, and I thought a bunch of hipsters got shot while eating their ramen burgers today.
Oh, no. I hate food trends. That's what's lining people up.
I thought there was just a riot on the line for ramen burgers at the Brooklyn Navy Yard.
Yeah, they're doing that shit out in the West Coast now. It's spreading.
What's going
it's
on
tourism.
Tour? That, with the Tupac hologram. Ramen burger and the Tupac hologram.
They only did that shit once, though, right? The hologram?
Yeah. The company went bankrupt.
Oh, fantastic. Way to fucking use that money, son.
Yeah, I know. I think there's an ODB one coming out, though.
Yeah, they're supposed to be at Rock the Bell. I thought they used it at Rock the Bells, actually, no?
Dude, I have no idea.
You're not up on your ODB? It's not like he's really dead, son. Got a hologram and shit. It's just as good.
Does the hologram smoke crack?
Maybe.
Because I'm going to start hanging out with that hologram. Like, you're the best person I've ever smoked crack with, hologram.
You
Because you're constantly singing shimmy, 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 ya.
Shimmy, yam, shimmy, ya. Oh, man. I am kind of tight to that ramen burger spreading like that. That's not the most
flavorful. Who cares? I wouldn't. They said there was a line of 1,000 people long waiting for it.
Exactly.
That's kind of crazy.
That's some hipster shit right there. It's just spreading everywhere, man.
Two cooks, man, the ramen browning station.
How much you think they charge for
that?
It's like a $12 burger, probably. There's no cheese on there, nothing. It's a fried fucking noodle.
Yeah.
On top of a burger patty.
Yeah. There's cheese on this one. I think you can get a ramen burger with cheese.
Yeah, but they put all that nasty Asian shit on there. That green stuff and all that.
What, slaw?
Not slaw. No. They look like onions, but they're green.
Kimchi?
Not kimchi.
Scallions?
There you go.
Oh, scallions are made good. What are you talking about?
On a burger, nigga? You eat that shit on your burger?
I'll eat a scallion on a burger. Whatever.
You're mad fancy, B.
What? I mean, if somebody serves me a burger with a scallion on it, I'm not going to be that mad about it. I'll be like, oh, there's some scallions on this shit.
This is different. I like this, is what I would say. That's what I would say.
Okay, that's what that is. All right.
Like, at least it wasn't ramps. You know about ramps?
No, I don't know what
it's basically a scallion, but it costs $80.
What?
Yeah, why do ramps cost so much money? You're in the food
business.
They
only grow wild. They grow in certain places and only wild. You can't
just
grow
them. Like the
truffle? But they taste like scallions.
The truffle's mad good, son.
Yeah. That's why we're going to start a hydroponics ramp and truffle.
You can grow truffles in your house. It's just really difficult.
Do they taste the same?
They say that nothing replicates the flavor of wild truffles.
Look, fuck it. I want me some wild truffles. They have
maybe that's just bullshit fed to us by the truffle industry.
I would imagine.
Oh, man.
That's why we got to start this truffle company.
It's true. Apparently, De Beers owns the truffle industry as well as the diamond.
Bullshit.
All right, get off your libertarian shit already, son. You and Alex Jones jerking each other off.
First
that's
of all, that was
random
a joke.
Off the wall. Yeah, of course it was. Oh, man.
Oh, was it a joke?
You see?
Yeah, they're also part of Big Pharma. It's all the corporations. They're all merging
all one.
In one, yeah.
You own some JFK shit, son. You are wild, right?
I thought you were telling the truth. Right?
Meanwhile, libertarians don't want to limit corporations at all, see? So it's not a libertarian thing. It's
what about
a crazy thing.
What about the corporate ministry? Are they down to limit that?
I hope not. It's only a matter of time before the corporate ministry comes back.
Oh, man.
That's scary, dude, because the corporate ministry's like who'd they crucify? Stone Cold or Stephanie McMahon?
They tried Stephanie, but they got Stone Cold. They wasn't going to put no woman on no cross. They got Stone Cold.
I was mad sad when he got messed up by them. I was like, damn.
And then he rose and like 2 days later and was on SmackDown. So there you go. Austin 316. All day, every day.
Apparently, you're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to have more than 200 grams of ramps on you at any given time.
Bullshit.
Why?
Yeah, because they're in Canada. You're not allowed to have more than 200 grams of any of its parts or a maximum of 50 bulbs or 50 plants.
What do you get? You can get high of it?
Not because they're mad rare.
Oh.
And people are just, because they only grow wild, people are just killing them so they can have like a nice charred ramp over Boston bib lettuce salad or frisée lettuce or some hipster
that
such.
Shit doesn't sound good to me at all, though. Like, I don't
it
get
tastes
why
like it's a scallion. I don't care what anybody fucking says to me.
Tastes like shit, then.
No, they're good.
All right.
They're good.
I've had it in soup. It's not in soup, but, you know. Fucking spending that much. And then putting it on a burger is just like sacrilegious. I'm fucking American. We'll put that shit on no burger.
So putting the ramen you're not mad about putting on.
I am fucking mad about that.
A good old-fashioned American burger that was created in Germany. But,
we eat that shit more here anyway, son.
Oh, it's true.
And they fucking eat horse out there in Germany? That was
also in Germany,
burger, right?
They invented the cheeseburger in a can that you just boil.
No shit.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
We talked about it on this program.
I don't remember
5
that.
Years ago.
Damn. 5 years already, huh, sir? Yeah.
You think we passed on a cheeseburger in a can story on the show?
I don't think we would.
Word, I love cans and cheeseburgers.
We need to bring that shit over here, son. I've had Spam before, but a cheeseburger would be all right.
A couple of websites fucking bought it online, ate it. And
not good?
They're like, it's not that good. I'm like, no
of course
shit.
It's not that good.
Well, like, you never had anything out of can that was all right? Like, Progressive Soup is all right, son, for some canned
Progressive
shit.
Soup?
Progresso, Progresso.
It's insured. It's insured soup.
It is good, though.
It's really left-wing, this fucking soup.
Yeah, it's just aborted fetuses in Progressive Soup.
Come on.
What?
God.
I thought liberals loved abortions. I read that in the newspaper. I mean, it was the Post, but come on.
Come on, man.
Fucking Post. snitching on them Knicks players and shit. They were the only ones that reported that shit. That was funny, too.
I think I read one place else that just reported on the New York Post story. Mm-hmm. Well, it's in the dude's new book.
Ah, all right.
So he reported on it, and then the Post stole his story.
Yeah.
Because they're thieves.
I think the 80s was, like, the last time drug dealers were, like, commercially successful and shit.
Really?
Well, like, now, you know, how many commercial drug dealers you know nowadays?
The entire state of California?
Well, they're not really, it's legal over there, isn't it?
They're drug dealers.
They're farmers, Chris.
That's what I'm saying.
Drug farmers. Somebody's got to sell those things that they farm. If you sell drugs, you're a drug dealer. Technically, a pharmacist is a drug dealer.
All right. Okay. Relax.
They are. I think drugs are great.
Okay.
Looks like someone's like up on their high horse.
Sounds I don't think like somebody's dry snitching.
I don't think there's anything wrong with somebody being a drug dealer.
Are you that dude that fucking snitches if I get some regular shit as generic in my bottle?
I mean, some pharmacies snitch? Offer you an incentive to buy generics, and they give it to you at a discounted rate. I have a Walgreens prescription plan.
Oh, my God.
And I get my prescriptions discounted because they're generic.
Oh, my God. How old are you?
I'm sorry, I don't want to spend $100 on my fucking
You gotta be balling on the scripts, dog.
Yeah. You gotta be balling on the scripts. I'd rather save, I'd take Crush that money I save and don't buy fun gotta, drugs.
Don't even drink
Not my thyroid medicine.
Oh my God, we're getting old.
Buy a big bag of dope.
All right, that made us seem a lot cooler. All right, let's buy big bags of dope.
Yeah, let's buy generic pharmaceuticals and then buy big bags of dope with the savings.
Big fat bags of dope.
Mm-mm. Let's get rid of the burger and just eat ramen so we can afford more drugs. Do Molly. And we'll hang out on Thursdays because Thursday's a new Friday. Does that make us sound cooler?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
All my boys chill on Thursday.
Thirsty Thursdays. That's what I'm always saying. I'm like, yeah, come on, dog. It's Thursday. Time to get a couple
I'm not,
letters,
I'm not a
right?
fan. I'm not a fan.
Right, dog.
You drink on Thursdays?
My boys do it because they have the Thursday football game now, too. So they go watch the game and shit. Supposedly, that's when a happy hour was popping. I'm like, I'm not doing that.
Thursday night football is the worst idea
I
ever.
I work in a bar that doesn't have TVs in it, and Thursdays are busy because people go out on Thursdays.
I don't get that, though. Like, do they have an extra fucking like shift for happy hour, an extra hour on happy hour or something?
No,
people just like, I don't want to wait till Friday to start getting my drink on.
Well, no, people are like, all I have to do is get through this eight-hour shift, and then I could sleep all week. I could sleep late all weekend to fucking repair my brain from this hangover.
I guess.
Meanwhile, people just end up getting fucking drunk Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and then drinking all day Sunday so that they don't have to deal with their hangover and going back to work on Monday.
Yes, son.
I could see Thursday being all day to drink as older guys and shit, because then you don't run into teenagers on Thursdays like that anyway.
Who has a day to drink? You drink every day.
I don't, actually. I've been very good with that lately. That's how I've lost all the weight. So
I'm getting old.
Yeah, you're getting old, because I'm on my yoga, my DDP yoga shit right now.
Yoga
I'm all right,
for real bros. Yoga for real bros.
Is that what it's called?
I think so. Irregular dudes or some stupid shit.
Yeah, it really does work. I want to get on that shit.
I saw a commercial and there were some testimonials and it seemed like it was really positive.
There you go. You can't bullshit on testimonials.
Yoga's not
dude.
Bad for you. It's just DDP marketing it to men as opposed to just a yoga video with some hipster douchebag.
I don't like
namaste.
How you're saying this. Do you want me to fucking hit you with a diamond cutter? Because after these yoga moves,
wait,
I'm going to pop off.
Wait, does he do diamond cutters?
He might. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Diamond cutter that's was... more advanced.
Diamond cutter was just a half-assed stunner. Come on.
He did it before the stunner, though.
Bolter.
Yeah, that other move called the Diamond Dream where he gave you a DDT off the ropes.
That's badass.
I didn't even know that was a... Oh, wow.
Yeah, whatever, man. I remember DDP.
Sell 5-5.
Yeah.
Oh, man. He was Canyon's partner, too, for a little bit.
He tried to sue Jay-Z.
Oh, yeah. Didn't work out for him. Well, you got that yoga money coming in now, so God bless you.
I think it really is doing well.
Yeah, yo, it really is doing. It's popping off. Remember Tybo? This is bigger than Tybo, son.
That's
huge. It's bigger than Tybo.
It's going to be bigger than Tybo. We're going to put that diamonds up, but fuck Jay-Z, son. It's all about DDP this year. What we got, like 4 months left? It's DDP's time of year. You'll be all right.
Oh, it's going to be a big Christmas gift, you think?
Oh, yeah. I might get you one, big man. You look like you bleeding everywhere and shit. It's yoga, bro. I gotta get you fucking spry.
You think you're getting him to do exercise?
Who might?
You hear that?
Look, I have scabs.
That was all for laughter, so you know right now.
I have scabs where I don't know where they came from.
That's bad, son.
It
looks like a zombie bite. I don't know what that is.
Shitting and vomiting for no reason, really, for 3 days straight.
There was a reason. You ate a burrito with undercooked chicken in it.
Steak.
Oh, that shouldn't do it.
Yeah, that'd definitely go.
I don't know, man.
And you live in Queens, the home of the fucking garbage truck out there to get food and shit, and you don't get sick out there. I'd think you'd be immune by now. You don't eat off the trucks in your borough, right?
No, I'll eat off the trucks in the
borough. Them shits is all right. I fuck with them.
Yeah, everybody will fuck with the street meat.
I go to
meat.
Fucking Roosevelt.
I ate street meat right before I came up here.
What'd you
Baller.
Eat?
I got a shish kebab.
Good man. Yeah. Good man, yo. Shit on a budget. Can't go wrong. I had some like tripe. I've never had tripe before. I had it off a truck. I was mad drunk. Shit was all right.
You know that's intestines,
I shit myself.
Right?
Yeah, I know. I shit myself on the train.
You shit out recycled shit.
Yeah, whatever.
You're
it was delicious.
Shitting out shit.
For $2, as deep fried as that shit was, I didn't care. Felt like I was on top of the world.
Yeah, but then you shit yourself, so it is
so
bad.
What?
So what? So
he was
what?
He was going to shit himself anyway.
No doubt.
Fuck that. That pride shit is overrated, son.
No, we should have pride in what we do with ourselves. Please. Come on.
Yeah, we're the most prideful generation, right? Millennial generation?
Oh, God.
Are we millennials, technically?
I think 1980 is the cutoff, so we just make it.
Well, how does that work? Because they used to call us 80s babies, so now we're millennials now?
I think we
Generation Y.
Generation, yeah, it was Generation Y, but now it's millennials. It encompasses Generation Y.
We're not old enough to be X?
No.
Damn, son. I remember Nirvana and shit. I guess maybe not you guys.
What the hell is...
We're the same age. You're older than us.
Yeah, I am.
You're older than him anyway. I'm the oldest.
You're older than me?
By a month.
Well, I couldn't tell by your political meetings
and shit.
Don't you
remember? I have my birthday's in June, yours is in July, and his is in August.
It's
birthday summer
for life.
Fun for High Society Radio every year.
Oh, God damn.
So much summer fun. You can't even contain it in 3 months, you know? You got to add a couple more. Just to keep
it
all
in. I didn't
even
know it was called Millennials, though. That's fucking whack.
Yeah.
That's a whack nickname.
This is kind of a whack nickname. I read something where...
call us 9-11s, right?
Yeah, actually, 1983, which is the year we were all born, is generally thought to be the starting birth for Generation Y, which is also known as Millennials.
All
right. So I read this one story that Millennials, there's a trend with kids just getting out of college. They're bringing their parents on job interviews with them.
Yeah, I think that's... See, that's where I think we should maybe have a draw between kids who are just getting out of college now. There should be some sort of line drawn.
Yeah, that's... I own front, though. Have you ever... When's the last time you had to feel like job shit? Sometimes you need... I need help sometimes with the tax info. Like, wait, am I one? Am I supposed to put one in that box? I gotta ask and shit.
You shoot off a quick text, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I hate you.
You don't bring your mom
literally,
to help.
Oh, shit.
They bring their parents in to help negotiate salaries.
That's what I thought you meant. They were like texting. They bringing them?
No, they're literally bringing their parents.
In person.
Yeah, in person to help negotiate salaries.
Fuck that. If you do that and I'm the one hiring, you're not getting a job.
Because
I'm going to have to put your parents on payroll. They're like better suited for the fucking job than you on shit. That's terrible.
Son.
That is bad.
Literally.
Yeah, it says like 3% of people in this age group that are just getting out of college now, according to Wall Street Journal, have their parents sit in on their
3% is like
interview.
Small, though, right?
That's a small amount, but that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that even if it even it happening once seems totally bizarre.
Like, no, but the fact that some employers are okay with it,
I think
is insane.
Well, no, here's the thing. I don't think they're okay with it. I think what they do is they go to the interview and bring their parents, but just don't tell the person that's doing the hiring. I'm like, oh, hey, I got my mom outside. She just wanted to ask you a quick question, okay? And then the mom comes in or whatever, and they bullshit. And then when the kid leaves, the recruiter fucks his mom. Or some cool shit like that. That's what I hope happens. And that's how they keep the job. That'd be nice. No?
No. I don't think so.
Forrest Gump moms fuck that dude to get him
that's
into school.
That's a good point.
That is a good point.
He was something.
He was a tard.
Well, I don't think it's that. I don't think it's that the kids are stupid. I think you said their parents are horribly overbearing.
Come on, how the fuck are you gonna say the kids ain't stupid? You're gonna bring your parents to a fucking
imagine
job?
Imagine you said that to your father or your mother.
Imagine if I had a father that I could talk to like that.
Oh,
there you go.
Imagine you had a job interview.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh shit!
But,
it's getting real in here.
But imagine you said that to an adult male that you knew when you were a kid. I think like a third uncle would like smack me in my face.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you come on this job interview for me? You need a ride?
Yeah, that's
no,
how
just,
they
like,
take
come
it.
Come help me talk to the man who's going to give me a job. Just one swift smack in the face.
Maybe a punch in the chest. Just,
I need help talking to the man. The man in the suit.
And, like, what kind of parent are you that you fucking enabling them to do that shit? Yeah. Like, I get you want them out the fucking house, but not like that.
I mean,
like,
a lot
they won't survive.
A lot of people are saying that people are actually bringing their parents to, like, company events, like, you know, like if your company has a Christmas party.
Oh, that,
like,
you know, that, you know, whatever.
I mean, is that might, whatever? Like, that's kind of, like, weird might, to be socializing you might, with your mom.
Well, no, if you only bring it for Christmas, like, oh, hey, this is my parents. Like, maybe the mom has Alzheimer's and you want a sympathy raise or some shit. You bring it by, like, look.
I guess, I, you know what? I guess that makes sense.
That might work.
LinkedIn is actually having a Bring In Your Parents Day.
Shut up.
In November. Yeah.
Shut up.
And its offices in 14 countries.
Oh, my God. So
well,
this is fucking becoming
this is actually
thing.
Big in, like, Asian countries.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. They're different in that way, though.
Yeah, you're closer to your family and your work environment. But in America,
it doesn't feel right to me. Yeah, I didn't even know that, what you said about, like, in Asia.
Yeah, no, they've always, like, they mad tight and shit. Like, Asian dudes don't move out the houses as fucking early as American kids and shit.
Well, nowadays, that's another thing, though. That's,
well,
like,
that's
a very
changing,
common
yeah.
trend also.
That's changing
up, because, I mean, rents are just high.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, the fact that they get to keep the job when they bring their parents is a little offsetting to me. Should I be bringing... My grandma don't speak no English, but I'd bring her that shit.
Well, it's just like if somebody who brought their mom in on a job interview was just like, hey, can I have a raise? They'd be like, well, you ask your mom for some money. You guys are tight.
Oh, yeah. So I'm speaking from a boss. I forgot you ran your own business. Nice. What would you do when your employees bought their mother the job?
I try to fuck.
Oh, yeah. You see? Not the only one.
Also in Asia, I read this article in Cambodia. Gang rape is seen as not even, like, a problem.
Oh, yeah, I seen that.
Wait,
it's
so
like,
seriously?
If I'm angry, they gave, like, because I'm angry or the way she was dressed. They give you legit reasons why they do what they do.
Wait, where did
in
you
their
read
mind.
This?
This is theworld.org.
There you go.
It's like a quarter of the men in Cambodia.
It was like 25-30%, right? It was a fucking high-ass rate. Everybody done raped it, like, or been raped. Tough ass shit.
Yeah, they talked to some 24-year-old Cambodian dude. I went drinking and dancing at the club, he says. He met a woman there. She was a prostitute. They started chatting and she agreed to come back to his rented room in return for $20. I wouldn't have offered her such a high price if it was just me. But I didn't tell her that.
That's fucking
Instead,
brutal.
When they got back to his room, four of his friends were waiting just as they had planned.
Oh, damn.
And then they raped her.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And
but the thing is, it's like weird because it's an Asian country. They had their parents there watching and reading.
Oh,
their...
God.
And when he seems surprised when asked if what he's done is illegal. To be honest, he says, I've never thought about the law. All I'm thinking about is how I can make money and have sex.
Oh, yeah, son. Spoken like a true Asian man.
I guess a true Cambodian.
Is that true?
Maybe the Khmer Rouge should have really missed a few.
At least he's not taking a relationship cues from Kim Jong-un, though.
What would Iran do?
He just had his ex-girlfriend murdered. He's on some Henry VIII shit.
Her
right
and
now.
Her friends. He wasn't having that shit.
What?
All right, so he's married now, right?
Yeah, he's got a squeeze.
So his wife used to be in a group with his ex. So the rumor was the dude's ex, he was still kind of seeing that shit on the side.
Yeah.
And his wife was like, well, I'm not having none of that shit. Fuck her and her friends, and then they got hit by a firing squad.
Yeah, he just lined murdered his side piece.
Oh.
And just was like, oh, where, you want some side action? I think that's why Rodman went over, just to consult the dude. It was like, damn, son, they took your bitch? That's some hard shit right there.
It's pretty crazy. Do you think if she divorces him, she could get half, or she would just get firing
no,
squad
you
also?
You don't divorce that dude. No. He's going to behead her and be like, yo, that was witchcraft. I had to do it.
Yeah, that's some real Henry VIII shit.
Oh, no,
right
no,
there.
No. The reason he gave the media was he told the Chinese that they made a sex tape, the girls. It's that video right there of them dancing in a video with their hats on was the sex tape. All that shit you see in those pictures was the sex
tape.
Wait,
he said this was too provocative and, like, broke the law?
Yep, that's the sex tape right there. Them dancing with hats on and
oh,
fucking...
supposedly they had Bibles also, which is a murderable offense.
Oof. Well, porno in that country is fucking murderable offense.
Daily Mail.
That's terrible, son. Poor North Koreans. The South got their shit together, though. They all right.
Samsung, yeah,
really?
Dog.
Do they? They made this building.
What is that? Is that 9/11?
It looks like it from far away, doesn't it?
Oh, shit, son. What the
fuck
is
that? I had this
queued
up when I saw that we were talking about Kim Jong-un on the show.
What
I had this queued up to show you. Have you seen this, Stanley?
No. What the fuck is this shit?
It's two towers, and they're...
it's like Dismoto
threw this up the
or...
other day. They're connected by a pixelated cloud... Which basically just looks like the Twin Towers exploded.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Where is that, on Gizmodo?
Yeah, it's South Korea. This is in South Korea.
That's horrifying.
Bastards. We giving you all this money, that's how you gonna act some with your money? That shit is ugly, too.
I think after this got out, like, because this is a design, after it got out, I think they might be changing it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I guess they did forget. Yeah. But, you know, it didn't happen to them, so.
That's true.
That's a good point.
That's true.
That's an ugly-ass building.
It's kind of funny. They released these pictures. Apple stock went up.
Oh, word.
Nice.
No. Now, did you confirm that? That was correct? Maybe it's Apple fucking around, son.
No, I this is real.
Oh,
it was picked
God.
Up by a lot of news. I've seen multiple pictures of the designs. And
that's some cold shit.
Yeah. I think somebody just thought it was cool and they weren't thinking.
It doesn't even look fucking cool at all. It looks like...
It doesn't look very cool at all.
I don't know. I kind of think it looks cool.
Yeah. Would it be devil's advocate right there?
No, I do. I'd work in that building.
That shit was like shitty, like when you got too many shoe boxes or whatever.
I don't know.
This
office sticking really far out probably be kind of cool. It looks like a really big office. It's shaped like a T, like a Tetris, one of those.
That doesn't look good at all.
Three-piece
that
Tetris things.
Like what we assumed it looked like?
Yeah,
it looks pretty brutal.
At a quick glance, it's like, whoa, are those buildings exploding?
All they need is like the sound effects and shit and music.
No, that's what they always look like. Never mind. Those buildings are constantly exploding.
Oh, man.
Yeah, age people are just crazier and crazier.
Yeah, they fucking got cows out there running wild and shit, too.
What?
And cows. Pigs. Yeah, cows and pigs. They beefing with each other out there, son.
That's not in Asia, I don't think.
In Asia.
Is it? No, this is all. You're talking about this thing that happened in Australia?
It's Australia now?
Yeah,
with
a drunken pig fighting a cow.
Oh. Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, fuck, I twisted it.
Johnny sent me this in an email yesterday. And it's just, it says.
But look how cute the pig is.
Pig drinks 18 pints and has fight with cow.
That's pretty fucking badass.
Who fed 18 pints of beer to a pig?
He stole it. He got into the bar and just drank the shit. 18 pints.
This is in Australia?
Yeah. Apparently they just let drunken pigs fight fat cows.
Oh, that's funny, son.
Let's just move down to Australia.
It's kind of like the South.
Feels like it.
Oh, I see what you did.
See what I did there?
Yeah,
I was talking about fat people fighting each other drunkenly in like a Walmart parking lot.
You should be a fucking wrestling heel. That's a wrestling heel shit. And all you fat cows in the audience.
You stupid.
This is the largest assemblage of trailer park trash The Rock has ever seen.
Now, Rick Rude used to be the shit because he'd shit on you in front of your woman and talk shit to your woman. He'd be like, look at this body. Look at that fat Milwaukee piece of trash sitting right next to you. Hey, cheesehead, lose some weight. And then he put his, like, girl's face on his dick and shit. I was OD, though. I wouldn't do that. It's like,
no,
damn,
those ladies liked it.
Apparently, Jake Roberts' wife was a hoe, son.
We all know that from the movie.
Well, he used to stick the snake in her. Probably.
Why would you think that?
He really likes snakes.
He's also in the DDP yoga, by the way, so shout out to Jake.
Oh, well, he's cleaning himself up?
He's been sober for like a year.
That is a big deal.
Yeah, him and Scott Hall have been sober for about a year
and
now.
And they're both doing DDP yoga?
Yeah, that's what bopped that shit off.
So DDP
is just
starting.
I think the WWE is buying into it, too, with some shit. They might have like a minor stake in it.
Vince has got to get a piece of anything that's making money off of wrestling.
He's going up to Jake Roberts. He's like, you got to get clean. Fucking throw up in front of him and just horrible, horrible shit. He might have him come back and have him fight a guy dressed in a Jack Daniels bottle or some shit. Like, DDT your demons, Jake. Do it. Good time, son. Shout out to Vince, the ultimate carny.
You sure you're not writing for fucking WWE?
You should be if you're not.
Oh, yeah. That's a fun time, son.
I will take something that's a terrible tragedy in real life and make fun of it on television.
Like when Paul Bearer really died and then CM Punk stole the urn the next day.
Oh, yeah, that was cold. So. The body literally wasn't even in the ground. They buried him like 2 days later.
That's my dude, CM Punk. Is he still wrestling? I don't even know.
Yeah. Chick Magnet, he's still doing his thing.
Is that what the CM stands
for? That's what he says. He's either Chicago Made or Chick Magnet, if you ask him. He has two different aliases for it. So good for him.
Well, there you go. CM Punk is a Chick Magnet. Jake the Snake Roberts, no longer a crackhead. That's the wrestling news for the week.
Oh, yes.
Well, I wanted to bring up a Pokemon story.
Let's do it.
No. It's over. Well, we're done. But I promise, we're going to lead off next week's show with Pokemon news.
We gotta wait an entire week to talk about Pokemon?
Yeah. There's a big thing happening in the Pokemon world.
Something tells me that's not true.
Yeah. To be fair, we was up on this shit before anybody, so.
We were up on Pokemon before everybody. We just started talking about it two weeks ago.
We bought it back, son.
That's true. The Pokemon revival, it's all us.
Got two words for you. Fat bank. Think about it.
Do you have your Pokédex?
I might.
That's how you keep all your... Never mind. Man, this has been a wild-ass episode.
It's fun.
You've been listening to High Society Radio on morelikeradio.com, the More Like Radio Network. Who's up next?
Brain Stew.
Big ups to the Brain Stew forever.
Yeah.
You listened to that show last week. What, didn't they have some cat shit in a bag or something? I listened to about 10 minutes
ago. Yeah, it was all right. They did it up because Friday the 13th, they had like a theme thing going. It was pretty cool.
I heard about 15 minutes of the show while I was at work. I heard a lot of cat shit.
They did that. Boys is good. Shout out to fucking Brain Stew, man. Fuck the Todd or whatever that dude's name is, too. He's one of them like dudes in the chat room starting shit.
What a dick.
It's like 95 all over again. Fuck that dude.
Chat room? What the hell is a chat room? I didn't have the internet in 95.
I'll get you on this.
See, a chat room was a room where people could all talk together.
You mean like Twitter?
Sort of.
Something like that. It wasn't as
cool.
Was
he racist like Twitter?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And you actually had a subset of racist groups in it.
Like Twitter?
Basically.
Yeah. It's great. It's all so damn good. Man, we gotta be out. Much love to More Like Radio. NewTrashCity.com.
Ow!
Our Twitter is at HS Radio Show. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Good night.
I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you.